I'll sit for your impression of a zombie.
I need you stand up.
Okay, what do I... Okay.
It's for the impression.
I'm standing up.
I need you to move the mic away.
Okay.
It's my impression of a zombie.
What? No way.
I did that to my girls in my class yesterday. She didn't like it.
So yeah, I appreciate it.
My second hour day.
Did you get expelled for that or no?
No.
Okay. A talking to might have been warranted. Dude, that's my favorite. You know my favorite thing? I also started hitting record, so that's all on there.
I didn't even say anything.
I know. I'm
we
just
don't
saying.
Even have a camera.
It's all on there. This headphone, dude. Whoever had these headphones prior to me, massive head.
Mine too.
I
had to put mine down.
That's, you know, my favorite part is I just randomly adjust the mic. I love doing it. I feel so official. I feel so Theo Von when I adjust the mic.
I like, don't tell the owners, but like I do this a lot. Like,
yeah. Don't. Okay. And then says it out loud. Yeah. So this is the start of episode. I think this is 8. Ryan, you do have a mic if you want to grab it. You don't have to talk. Ryan is today dressed like I said, like an F-boy, because he has the white Nike hoodie along with a flannel. I wore that once, dude. I only wore it once because I realized that I'm not built out for that. Maybe
that's
Ryan
a tough
is.
Fit, though.
No, it's like it looks nice, like on the eyes. It's it just
like in theory.
No. It looks nice on the eyes. It's just like it represents a character. You know, it represents something more than just the outfit.
I didn't think anything about that outfit at all.
Okay. I'm still getting like patchiness in the back, and I'm worried that I'm gonna have to. Are you getting that, or am I just tweaking?
I'm still trying to get what character are you picturing?
Like just F boy, like not care, like
okay,
like
character.
Yeah, like not like TV character, like just, you know. Yeah. Let me go adjust something. Because I'm kind of the sound guy, low key. You can
You're
just
gonna have to cut that out.
Okay, I'll cut it. Okay, Layton, just start talking.
What?
Go, Layton.
I don't. Did you hear about the new corduroy pillows? No. I'm surprised they're making headlines.
Okay, I'm never
Welcome
leaving.
Back. Welcome back.
I'm never leaving again, dude. That was
Bro,
the worst 15 seconds
wait.
Of my life.
What are you talking about?
Trust me, I've had a bad 15 seconds. Anyways, I'm so tired today. Okay, so we have. Do you have any like? You don't have any AP classes, do you?
I do. Yeah, I'm in AP government. Well, have I taken any, or am I currently taking any?
Are you currently taking any?
I'm currently in AP Gov.
Okay, so when's your test?
And a microeconomics. It's May 3rd, the day of prom.
Oh, wow. That sucks. Ours is May 17th. That's our prom.
Your AP test is on your day of prom, too?
No. But mine is... I'm not taking that class, but I'm saying...
Oh.
I'm already... Dude, the thing that I'm happy about, which is what I wanted to talk about, is like... I get done with school around, like, my last, so I'm an IB, which is kind of like AP, I'm not going to explain it, but my last IB test is May 10th, so I'm, the only thing that I don't think I'd be done with, I think I'll be done with my film class, because that's an IB, but it's not like a sit-down test, the only thing I wouldn't be done with is pre-calc, so literally my entire day, besides my sixth hour, is done for, so
after
like,
after
May 10th. Well, I mean, I get done with my second hour after April 26th. I get done with my fifth hour after May 1st. And then I get done with my fourth hour after May 8th. And then my third hour after May 10th. That's my last test. That's English. And then, so yeah, I'm just going to have math. So literally, like, I'm almost a month. I'm basically a month away from finishing. Which is, oh my gosh, it's so daunting because there's actually so much I have to study and do, but it's so exciting, which I know we've had different perspectives. You want to just like stay in high school forever.
I'm not excited for that at all.
You should just get like held back. Have you ever thought about that?
What would be the easiest way to do that? that also
don't show up, beg your teachers to fail you, and do something really dumb where you like lose credits or admit to cheating on every test you've ever taken, and then you can just restart high school.
Well, I started to do that. I just wrote, we were working on a research paper for like a month, and it was worth 75 points, which is like a lot in that class.
Mm-hmm.
And I misproperly cited my work, and the entire paper was marked as plagiarism.
Wow.
So
how long is the paper?
6 pages.
Wow. What is it over?
Gun violence.
How did you not cite?
Well, I put all my citations at the end, like all my sources.
But you didn't in-text citation cite them?
No.
Mm.
I didn't do the in-site citation or in-text citation.
Did you quote them?
Yes.
But you didn't do anything after the quote?
No.
I feel like that's not, like, your teacher said it was plagiarism.
Uh-huh.
I feel like it's not plagiarism. Like, you just be like, okay, just, you know, I'll give you 30 minutes to put the in-text citations and then give it back to me.
She did that.
Oh, so you're fine.
Yeah, but I can only get a max of 10 points back. So, assuming I did everything right, I still get a 40 out of 75.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is failing, and I calculated it. If I ace everything else in the class for the rest of the quarter, I get a C-.
Okay, so let's pray for Layton because he's not acing it.
She was calling everybody up to talk about how their essay was, and she called me up to solely tell me that I'm cooked.
I feel like that's odd. Like, you did cite at the end, though. You put all your sources.
Yeah, I put all my sources.
Let's hope we cite correct because me and Ryan have a presentation about, it's not next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after, and we have to, it's like a 25-minute presentation over the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, so it's pretty fun stuff for our history class. We've split the work pretty evenly.
I'm assuming Ryan probably took most of the workload.
Yeah, no. Ryan the sound guy, he's a genius. Okay, it wasn't 3 months. It was like, I added.
It's not like I didn't, like, talk to you about it. Like,
No. I wasn't worried about you not doing it. I just was, dude, I started to get anxious about it, and it was always on my mind. I did last night add some slides just because I feel like he was talking. I didn't do them, but I added them, and they're just simple stuff that, like, we could fill out. So I'm excited for that. I want to get that over. Also, we have a conflict of interest because the Rise Fest is on 25th. We should have talked maybe this off the podcast, but it's whatever. Is on April 25th, and me and Ryan have a IB test on April 25th in the afternoon from like 1 to like, it's supposed to, there's a paper 1, which is an hour, and then a paper 3, which is 45 minutes, and there's supposed to be like a 10-minute break in between. And so I think it's roughly going to be 2 hours, and that starts at 1, and Rise Fest starts at 4. So we're going to have to figure that out. I don't think my parents would let me not take the test for Rise Fest.
Well, isn't there no penalty at all?
No, there is. You would have to, if you don't, you have to pay a lot of money if you don't.
Actually?
Yeah. If you don't, like, show up. So
we might have to go early.
We'll figure that out because our setup isn't going to be that hard. So we might do it the night before and then just, you just have to carry the load for about 2 hours, 3 hours?
No, but it starts at 4.
It starts at 4. But we have the test at 1.
Yes,
yeah,
so we get there like
4. An hour for the first test, that's 2. 45 minutes, yeah, 55 like for the 10-minute break, that's 2:55. That's an
okay, so yeah, we could get there latest 3:30. Latest, but we could definitely get there earlier.
It's like 5.
But you should be able to hold it down, let's hope.
Yeah.
Well, we could
I'll tell some more zingers. Like the corduroy pillow?
Yeah. Actually, I would rather pay the $150 than let you just tell more zingers.
What did the farmer say when he lost his tractor?
What?
Where's my tractor?
So, it's, okay.
Every single person just pull out their phone after that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you asked about it yesterday because you saw it. You saw my donut on my car.
Yes.
Let me break down what happened. So I would classify myself as a good driver. I've avoided a lot of accidents that I wasn't, like, causing. Like, people, like, pulling out when they're not supposed to, or turning when they're not supposed to, whatever. So I would say I'm a decent driver. Sometimes I look at the sky. I can get distracted. But, you know, it's nothing crazy. So, anyways, I am taking my usual route to Moxie, And
this happened on the way to Moxie?
This happened on the way to Moxie Monday. So I take my usual route to Moxie. I wanted to come here, but they said that we need to go there for some Rise Fest stuff. So I'm taking my usual route, and I'm going up 933, which if you don't know what it is, it's fine. But anyways, and there's this car that's like, it's not exactly to my left, but it's like, if I'm here, oh dear, if I'm here, the car is like, it's like almost in my blind spot, so I didn't want to swerve over. So anyways, I'm going up, it's a hill, and I see the, quite possibly the biggest pothole I've ever seen in my entire life. I've never seen something, I swear it just appeared right then and there, because I take that route like 5 days a week almost, and I've never hit a pothole, and I'm always in that lane. There's two lanes, I'm never in the left lane, I'm always in the right lane. And I hit it, and I just like close my eyes for a second. Not like driving, but I'm like, like it's a long blink, because I'm like, what just happened? And I'm like, thankfully my dad was in the car, because I know he would just get like mad at me. Or not mad at me, but he'd be like, damn it, Jackson. And I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry.
Like a baseball dad.
Yeah. You missed again. Keep your eye on the ball, but just like viciously. Anyways, so then I hit it, and then I'm like, oh dear. I think I'm fine, because
You think you're fine, but you have a donut on your car?
Okay, no, I thought I was fine post-hitting it, immediately post-hitting it. And then I start, and then I take a right turn, and I'm like, oh, let's hope nothing happened. And then I'm like 1 minute out from Moxie. And then I start driving, and like, I'm driving with one hand, and I can kind of feel the car just leaning to the right. And I'm like, that's weird. Like, sometimes if I let go, the car will like slightly turn like to left or right.
The roads are curved.
Yeah. So it'll just turn to left or right. But like, this is like, the steering wheel is quite literally like to the right. And I'm like, that's not normal. And then I keep going, and everything, it feels a little weird, but I'm like, you know, maybe I'm just thinking of it. And then I take a right into the parking lot of Moxie, and I just hear this noise, and I'm like, I don't know what that is. So I get out, I look at the tire, and the hubcap or whatever is touching the ground. The tire is completely out of air. And
you were driving on rims?
Well, no, not exactly. Not scraping against. The air was like deflating while I was, but like it was like there was probably like a quarter of an inch between the ground and the rim when I got to Moxie. It was really bad. And so I look at it, and somebody like is walking into Moxie, and I'm like, wow, you really messed up, huh? And I was like, yeah, apparently. And so I had to fix it. I have told people, we needed you there. You didn't show up because you're like a car guy. So maybe you could have helped us. And then somebody else in Moxie is also like, he's goes to a dealership, and he wasn't there either. So I had to figure it out. I have told people that I fixed a tire by myself. I did not. I did very little. I knew what to get out. I knew the jack. I knew how to jack up the car. I knew kind of what to do, but I let other people do it, you know, hands-on experience. So it was like the talk of the town for like that day. Everybody, because they did a mindfulness walk around the building. So everybody in Moxie just was like, what do you do? And yeah, so now I got a donut on my car, and it's actually scary. Because sometimes I just take turns, and I'm not even going fast. I'm taking turns, and my car just like slides a little. I'm like, oh.
When you get in the new tire?
I'm going to have to figure that out with my dad. I don't know if they're going to make me pay for it. I hope not, because I don't have the funds like that right now to pay for it. Well, it's just paying for a new tire. It's not paying for a new...
The rims weren't damaged
at all? The rims weren't damaged. It's just the new tires, so I don't know how much that's going to cost. But my dad got new tires like 8 months ago, which is a long time ago, but whatever. And yeah, so that was my first time like ever... I've love tapped a couple cars. Like maybe I back out and I'm like... You know, love tap them, but I've never like actually gotten like an accident or anything happened to the car, and that was my first time anything ever happened. So it was a little scary, but you know, it's okay. I survived. I made it through. I had like grease or oil on my hands and in my pants. So then I told everybody I was a man's man. I just changed my tire.
Was it somebody from Moxie that helped, or just somebody?
It was a couple people from Moxie. Okay. Helpful people. I mean, you should really apply out there. Everybody listening, they're helpful people. Great people. No, it was somebody who went to my old school. He was just like, he was carrying. But I knew what to do. Like, if you put me out there by myself, I knew what to do. And I just, it was, you know, whatever. Also, one of my, the bolts that goes on the rim was missing. Like, I think it was just not there when, because it wasn't there when we were taking the tire off, the broken one. And it wasn't, obviously it wasn't there when we were putting the donut on. So,
is the pothole still there?
I think so. I haven't taken that route again, dude. I turn before it and I just take a different route. Cause I'm not, I almost did. I almost decided to take, I was like, let me test myself. But then I was like, I was going to, if I hit the pothole again with a donut, I was screwed. So yeah.
If I pop a tire at all, it's done. The spare tire under that truck is like, it's like not one of those ones. It's like covered. It's like just strapped to the bottom and it's been rotting away for 20 years. It's the most, it's terrible spare tire. It's completely rusted out.
What in the world?
What?
Why did somebody just send me a picture of Marlon Brando? We're doing a streetcar named Desire from Tennessee Williams, and Marlon Brando apparently is in the play.
He's like, who's Marlon Brando?
You know the guy from Godfather? The
I've never seen The Godfather.
Oh dear, that guy. I don't know if you notice him. Never. Do you know him. Zootopia? The little rat.
Heck yeah, I know Zootopia. Okay, that movie slaps.
The little rat that's like he's like a small.
Nice. That one.
What? Yeah, that. It's a Godfather impression. Yeah, that's yeah. That's a Godfather impression, and he's
ice.
Yeah, yeah, ice him. Yeah, that. Anyway, so that's why I have a donut on my car. It's been interesting, and I feel a little unsafe when I'm driving, but you know everything's fine.
How long have you? Well, it's been like 4 days.
It's been 4 days.
Aren't you only supposed to drive like 50 miles on a donut?
Maybe. I have no idea. We'll see. It's also a little deflated. I'm testing the waters. I'm trying to see how far this thing can go. You know, so far it hasn't kicked me. Oh my gosh. But yeah, that was my Monday. It was very eventful. But I'm happy, dude. I figured this out a couple of times. Like, I'm not a dramatic person. Like, I popped my tire and we were having a hard time getting it on, and like, I didn't shed a tear. No tears were shed. And I didn't
hope
really,
not.
And I didn't worry at all. And I feel like I know a lot of people who would pop a tire and they would just worry. They would like be like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Like, I've had people like text me and be like, I got a C on a test, and they're freaking out. And I just popped my tire and I didn't know if the spare was going to fit, because we thought it was a different size for a minute. But we figured it out. So yeah, it was fun. This is also another thing. I know I've kind of talked the whole time. But so for spring break, I went to Nashville with this youth group I'm in, whatever, okay? And we were at Dave & Buster's, and we saw the yodeling kid, the guy who got famous from yodeling in Walmart.
Yeah.
We saw that
kid.
Did
you know he can actually sing?
No, I know. I've listened to some of his music since then. He can, like, actually sing. But we saw him, dude, because I was playing the basketball game, lighting it up from three, by the way. Absolutely hitting shots. And, you know, of course. And I turn to my right, and I'm just like, I just see a familiar face. And I'm like, that's so weird. And he's like kind of dressed up. Like, some of these people are like, you know, bigger guys with like ponytails, and maybe they have deodorant on. You don't know. Because it's Dave and Buster's. And they had their little child there, whatever. And then there's just this guy with like a nice fit on. Like, he has these, well, they were really skinny jeans, but these jeans on with like a kind of like a cowboy jacket or something. So he like stood out from the crowd just by the way he was dressing. And then he also had his girlfriend, sister, some girl with him. She was very pretty, and she was like wearing some pink, like kind of southern Texas, it looked like cowboyish too. Anyway, so they stood out like that, and I kept looking over and I was like, man, am I going crazy? Maybe I am, I don't know. And I talked to somebody else, Josh. He goes to your school, Josh Hardman.
Tall guy,
yeah,
skinny, yeah,
yeah, yeah. I talked to him, you know, because he was on the trip, and I was like, you know, I think that's I was like, do you remember the guy that got famous from yodeling in Walmart? He's like, yeah. And I was like, I think that's him. He's like, ah, no way. Maybe it was just a lookalike or I was going crazy. And then I was like, I kept looking at him like, no, it's him. And then we were like, why would he be here? And then we realized we were in Nashville. We were like, of course he'd be here. I mean, Dave and Buster's odd, but Nashville makes sense. So then some people got pictures with him. I didn't. But I realized, dude, I can't meet a famous person, because I was freaking out over Yodeling Boy, and I haven't heard of Yodeling Boy in years. I had a dream, bro, that I met LeBron and just started crying. Like, just started bawling tears for no reason.
You would probably think you're so fried looking at a grown kid crying to see him.
Yeah. But I can't meet famous people. I think I just get starstruck too easy. Because I think, like, the people talk about how, like, we put famous people on, like, a pedestal, and I for sure do that. Just automatically.
Just a normal dude.
No, I know, but he's not. But he's not, though. He's famous. He has a million followers on Instagram. In my mind, I'm like, he's like...
You're judging it off Instagram followers?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, he's, like, on a different, you know, upper echelon. He was on Ellen, bro. That's different. Okay,
that's...
What? I'm talking yodeling kid. I'm going... Well, I went for, yeah, LeBron.
Clips thing of the LeBron with the...
No, no, no. If, that's what I'm saying. If I met LeBron or even saw LeBron from a distance, tears, floods would come out of my eyes because I'd just be bawling for no reason. I don't know why. I can't explain it. I think that's the most famous person I've seen, which is kind of like sad, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I don't get out enough.
All right, if you could date one celebrity, who'd it be?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I just thought of that.
Date one celebrity? Mm-hmm. Ooh. Do you know the girl from Amy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
No.
I don't know her actual name. I date her. At least her character. Her character's really funny. I just started watching Gilmore Girls. Bless you. Gilmore Girls on Netflix. And.
Jackson.
What? It's good, dude. It's hot. I mean, okay, this is why I can't start a series, bro. Because every time I start a series, I have to finish it. And
that's a long show.
I know. And, but it's funny. It's funny, like dark humor, or not dark humor, dry humor. Like they just, I don't know, they have really witty comebacks. I don't seem like they'd do it. But Rory is like cute.
She's bad.
She's very cute and she's smart. At least her character. I'm thinking more of the character because I don't know a lot of like celebrities, like personally. So I'm thinking more of the character.
This is a good song though, that Gilmore Girls intro.
I don't actually think it's a great song, I'm gonna be honest with you.
What?
I just skip the
best part of the show.
I skip the intro every time.
What?
It's kind of just boring. Maybe I'm tweaking. Don't look to Ryan. I don't know if Ryan knows what Gilmore Girls is. Oh wow, he's just yeah.
Bro,
he's just
jamming I love
out.
This song.
So. Anything on your mind? Anything you wanna talk about?
My answer is Margot Robbie. What do I want to talk about?
Yeah, that makes sense. I need to go to sleep, bro.
Me too.
I love doing that, bro.
How can
so
you
funny.
Do that? I don't know how to do that.
Just swallow without.
Bro.
It's not like a superpower or anything. Yeah, so I don't know, what else. In Nashville, we went to some HBCUs. Do you know what that is? Do I have to explain what that is?
No. Yes. No, I don't know what it is. Okay. Yes, explain.
HBCU is a historically black college / university. So we went there because the youth group I'm in is like, I'm one of three white students out of like 70. So it's not, you know, there's very little white people. And I was one of three white people on the trip. And so we went to HBCUs because it was just like, you know, there's a lot of black students. So they just wanted to show them around. And we went to Fisk's in Nashville and we went to Tennessee State. They were really cool. But I also went on this trip. It was the same trip 2 years ago. It was kind of the same trip. It was like educational, going to HBCUs, whatever. So we went to a Howard. Do you know a Howard? Have you heard of Howard before?
Mm-mm.
Howard Bison. It's like one of the most famous HBCUs. Anyways, so I was like, I mean... This was 2 years ago, so I was 15, yeah, but like, I don't know, I still looked relatively young, younger than 15, I would say. So I was like a 15-year-old white guy on an HBCU campus, and it was like a crazy experience because I would go up, I was in the cafeteria, I tell this story all the time, I was in the cafeteria, people were looking at me like I was a traveling show, like a carnival, because I was like going up to get food. And that I was the only white person I could see for like hundreds of yards. I had no idea what I was doing. And everybody was just like side eyeing me. And, you know, it looked like they all wanted to come up to me and ask questions.
Man, I gotta find another white guy.
Yeah. Well, no, I was with a group. On that trip, I was the only white person on the entire trip out of like 30 people. So I had to, I was, you know, but I had to ask people to go up to get food with me. I was like, hey, like, can you cover for me? Because like I needed somebody. If I was like, not only did I not look like I was in college, I was also white. So then everybody's like, what is this non-college looking white person doing here? And it was an interesting experience. And that's kind of happened at Tennessee State too. Everybody was like, what is he doing? He doesn't belong here. But it's interesting because it was kind of scary. I mean, the food was great, so I didn't really care. But sitting down and everybody was like, it was like whispering, you know. It's interesting.
Did you speak in NC State? Did you watch the end of March Madness?
The final?
Yeah.
I watched most of it, and then UConn started pulling away, and then I just was tired, so I wanted to go to sleep.
This is the only one that I've actually watched the girls' final and not the boys' final.
Wow. I watched most of the girls' final, too, and then South Carolina started pulling away. What?
Who won the girls?
South Carolina. They had a perfect season. They didn't lose. I realize making a bracket is like low-key kills March Madness for me, because then every time I get a pick wrong, it's like I don't even care if I enjoy the game. I got the pick wrong, you know, and it just kind of sucks the fun out of it.
That's how.
So
me and my friends all said we're not doing fantasy next year because of that.
Fantasy, like football?
Yeah, we just kept looking at our phones the whole game and not watching the game, trying to see who's winning and stuff.
I know, March Madness was like that, because I had a good bracket, and then it got messed up, and then I was like, I don't even want to watch the games anymore, because like, I know who I picked, and they're losing, or if they lose, I'm going to feel worse than whether I watched a good basketball game or not. So I'm probably still going to pick like next year and stuff like that, but I just don't want to check. I just want to pick and then check at the end of the tournament, because if I check throughout the tournament, it's gonna take away from a great experience of watching March Madness. Also, I think the opening round of 64 honestly is the most entertaining, just because there's so many games, so many upsets, and I don't know, there's a lot going on. Because like March Madness is fun, but it's known for like the final 5 minutes. So like for this round of 64, I don't have to watch the whole game. I just watch the final 5 minutes of like a close, you know, 12-5 seed or 3-14 seed, whatever. Sometimes I watch the whole game. I watch the whole like Oakland game this year, but yeah.
See, I'm not a huge March Madness fan. I've never really watched.
I love.
There's college guys and NBA guys.
Like, I think I'm a little mix of both. I like NBA more. Dude, also talking about that, the Lakers are selling. Oh, they did good. They were 9-1 in 10 games, and now they've lost 2 straight. So. Kind of sucks. They're the ninth seed right now. The Nuggets can secure the one seed, so I don't want that to happen. We need to be the eighth seed, because if we're not the eighth seed, or top 7 and 8, we're going to have to face the Nuggets if we make the playoffs, if we win both play-in tournaments, and we can't beat the Nuggets, literally no matter what we do.
I would like to say congratulations on clinching the play-in tournament.
Thanks.
It's quite the accomplishment for the Lakers.
Yeah, I know. It was a tough road.
Oh my gosh. The West is crazy right now.
I know. The West, yeah.
Top three are within one game.
Mm-hmm.
It's unreal.
I know. And then all the other, dude, if the Lakers were in the East, they would be, I'm pretty sure they'd be in the playoffs, and they're the ninth seed.
I guess the East is kind of crazy too.
Yeah.
The East, the 2-5 seed is all within 3 games.
Yeah, it's crazy. But the 9 and 10 seed have the 9 and 10 are losing records, so the East is not as good as the West, but it's okay.
I don't know. I hope, bro, because if the Lakers face the Nuggets, it's a first round exit.
We haven't been able to beat the Nuggets literally no matter what. I mean, we got swept last year. We haven't won a game against them this year. I don't remember the last time. I think in the last 8 games, they're 8-0 against us, and then I don't know how far it goes back. We just can't beat the Nuggets, so we need to get a 7 or 8 seed and then win that game, and then we can beat the Timberwolves or the Thunder, I think, but I don't think we can beat the Nuggets.
I was really pulling for the Rockets.
Oh, they're like 10-game winning streak?
Yeah, I really wanted them to make it.
Well, then the Warriors would have got kicked out, and I don't want that to happen.
I don't care about that. Their dynasty's over, bro.
I mean, that dynasty is over, but I'm so tired, dude. What time? It's April 11th. Oof, April 11th. Nothing special happened on April 11th. I just want it to not be April 11th.
What do you want it to be?
June 6th, 7th. That's when I graduate. Isn't that crazy? Okay, wait. We completely skipped it.
I'm already 19, so that's weird.
You don't. Well, we talked about you wanting to stay in high school, but, like, I still can't comprehend that, wanting to stay in high school.
Okay, well, we also have two different high school experiences because
I kind of see it, but
you have like,
but like college I feel like is going to be high school but even just better.
Ready, I'm going to put this in the simplest terms I can make it.
Okay,
you have a bedtime and we don't.
Okay.
But, like,
I feel like college is, like, the classes are longer, but, like, you don't have them as frequently. The homework, I guess, is harder, but you have so much more – you have so much more to do, like, for free. You have.
I think you're going to like college more without, like, not having a curfew.
I think I'm going to love college.
Because, like, I'm assuming you've made fun of everything, but, like, this the real stuff happens, like, after 10. Like just like doing crazy stuff like in the middle of the night for no reason.
That's what I plan to do. I don't plan to do anything illegal. And I,
huh? Like
I
can go wherever. Yeah, yeah.
And I plan to. I always plan to be the.
Only obligation is school.
Without a car first year is gonna. I don't know how I'm gonna get back home if I want to come back. Like I don't know. I have no idea.
Uber
4 hours.
I did not know it was 4 hours.
Dayton is 4 hours away. I'm not.
Oh, wait, how far away is Trine from Dayton?
I'm not Ubering home. There's a train, but the train takes like some. One train takes 12 hours, and another train takes 24 hours. I mean, I guess, but I don't.
They have to drop you off somewhere.
Well, they have to. No, I know getting there, but I'm saying getting back for like. I don't know if I wanted to come back for some reason. Then how am I? I don't know how I'm going to get back. But I'm ecstatic for college. I think about it literally every single day.
Bro.
And it's getting closer and closer.
Yeah, high school's great,
like,
too.
I'm obviously looking forward to college, like, a lot, but, like, I've liked my high school experience.
I've enjoyed my high school experience, but I am incredibly excited for college and, you know, being in Dayton and just having fun. And, I mean, the work's still going to be there, but everybody told me that college is actually easier than, at least for me, because I have 5, like, college-level classes right now. And I wouldn't have, I mean, I'd have 5 classes maybe, but I wouldn't be for 7 hours a day. It would be like, you know, I don't know how often college classes meet, maybe 3 times a week or something.
I think how laid back it is kind of depends on the size.
Dayton's like 11,000 in total. I think it's 8,000 grad or undergrad and 3,000 grad.
Okay.
I don't want to go to like Bloomington's like 40,000 people. I don't want to go to a school that big, but I didn't want to go to like a one building school where like everything's, you know, the admissions offices in the same building as all of the other offices. So I wanted to go to something mid-size, but you know, it's whatever.
All right, well,
do you have any more dingers that you or zingers you want to hit us with?
Yeah, I got you.
Pull one from the dome.
Give me a second.
All right. One. Dose.
Bro, you're ruining my train of thought. Hold on. Don't.
Trace.
Man, how am I not thinking of anything?
Nothing's going on up there.
Mm-mm.
You can't look it up.
Yeah, I can.
You can't look. That's cheating. Once a cheater, always a cheater. You can't do that.
Win if you can, lose if you must, but always cheat. That's my motto. Ready? Okay, ready?
Okay.
101 best knock-knock jokes for kids. Parentheses, super funny.
If they have that in parentheses, I think it's over with.
Ready? Here's the first one. I'm reading off the first one no matter what.
Okay.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Nabel. Oh, wait. Oh, God, I missed it. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Noble.
Noble. Who?
This is stupid. Noble. That's why I knocked.
What? I don't get it. I do not get that at all.
Noble is spelled Nobel.
Oh.
Yeah, that's stupid. That was not quote unquote super funny. Ready?
This is what we've turned to. It's knock night. Who's there?
Tank.
Tank who?
You're welcome.
Why am I laughing at these? I have no sense of humor. Why am I laughing at these?
Who's there?
Oh, we're keeping. Okay.
Wait.
Wait, you said.
They put knock knock in bold.
You said, who's there? Okay. One more. We'll pull out one more. That's got to be good.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cow says.
Cow says what?
No. It's cow says who, you idiot.
Oh. Cow says who?
No, no, no. Really,
okay. No. This is actually officially the last one. There's people outside.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Honeybee.
Honeybee who?
Honeybee a deer and get that from me, please.
Bro.
These are not funny at all.
These are not hashtag super funny. Okay, that's, I feel like we got to stop with the knock-knock jokes. We're getting a one-star review after this.
Knock-knock. Wow.
Who's there?
Hawaii.
Hawaii who?
I'm good, Hawaii you.
Hawaii who? How are you? Is that what I was trying to say? Okay, let's just hit the stop button, dude. This is going off the rails. Ryan, yeah, this is not turning. This is not good.
Ryan Eliff